Welcome to the round table.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is.
I'm joking.
Ah, days. Jeez, bro.
I'm joking, man. Yo, but no, I'm tired, man. I'm tired. Today was just quite tiring. But the long stretch is over. Now I can focus on me and my hustles.
Yeah, man. No, but it's everything is just so tiring, bruh. Why are we exhausted, guys? Like, in life, in why is everything just so tiring? What's happening?
I actually filmed the. I don't know. I should actually be a person that posts these little videos. Like, especially when I'm driving or in. Not driving, but if I'm in town and I get into the car.
Yeah.
I always sit in the car for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I filmed this other one. I was like, yo, guys, and you know, I'm so tired. Is everyone as tired as I am?
I think it's that it's close to the end of the year. Year-end fatigue? Everyone has that right now.
Yeah,
I think since we're getting to the close to the like the close of the year or the end of the year rather, everyone is just so exhausted and everyone's just dragging their feet. So, yeah, man, but we here, dog.
I actually I found a place in Queenstown that does IV drip, so I think I need one.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I think that would be so nice actually, yes. What place is that? Hey, Blinda?
Hello Beautiful.
Where is it?
The salon. Leaka it's in Berry Street.
Oh
I wanna say the correct name.
Okay, you'll Dab. Think about it. Oh, okay, all right.
Dab. Oh, I don't know the first okay. name. I forgot the first name. Okay. But Hello Beautiful. I don't know what it has
mm-hmm.
or what it does, but I saw someone that was like after the weekend at Chile.
Yeah, they got the drip.
They got the drip. So yeah. I've been wanting to do it.
Yeah, you deserve it. Come on, bitch. Yo, because everything is just like, I'm exhausted as well, bruh. Like mentally, physically, you know, it's a mess. It's really a mess.
For December, especially, because I know how crazy December gets.
Yeah, but not crazy like work-wise.
Crazy work-wise. You know? The last time I had a crazy December was, I don't even remember.
2018. Yo, but it's been a very long time. Since you started the business, you haven't had like a normal chilled out December.
Even when I was working, I used to work right through.
And like, yeah.
I used to work right through. So it's not foreign, Kumindoka December.
Yeah. Hey, man. But it is what it is. Wow, nigga.
Okay.
Okay. It feels like a Saturday, nah? Doesn't it?
No, it feels like a Friday for me.
Or Friday, but it feels like a weekend.
It feels like a Friday. Yeah. It feels like the week has been so long, but it's only Wednesday. It's like midweek.
Why go find man? Why is it? Okay, that we had to go do, nah?
Even like Monday, Tuesday was just crazy. I don't know why. I haven't been resting.
I need after doing everything that I need to do, I'm actually gonna sit down and just sleep, bruh. Like I'm tired, yes. Even mom is sleeping. Yeah. But anyway. Welcome to the round table, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 6. We are here. We are here.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
<I'm> like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, man.
And this is Arab.
Ah, dude, Spooz here, I'm here, your host with the most, aka Chu, aka Primo, you know what it is, co-host, she's here.
Hey guys, just a tiring Wednesday, but we here,
yep.
We have to show up.
definitely, definitely. And it's actually being shot on Wednesday because these past couple of days have been crazy. Crazy, I tell you. Crazy. But we're here, man. And yeah, dog. How are you? How are you feeling? What's going on?
I'm good. What's been going on? Nothing much. As I said, now I can focus on myself and my things.
Yeah, you know?
I was just right. Like I was doing a lot.
Yeah.
But you know, now at least I can focus on a couple of things.
Yeah.
And actually get a break. I actually can't wait to get a break. I just can't wait.
Yeah. Nah. I think after shooting, you're gonna have like a bit of a break. But you when are you going down for the event that you were supposed to go down for? To Queenstown next week.
We're actually supposed to go next week because we want to make sure that it's well in a, like we plan it well in advance.
We have
planned it to the T. It's just that putting everything together now. Oh, we're gonna do that this weekend.
Yeah.
And then next week we're gonna do the thing, and then that weekend that's the event. So that's how much work goes into events.
Yo, dog, it's a lot, eh?
You plan, you put together. If it does, you see if it works. If it doesn't work, especially with big events, like a practice thing, like a mock thing, and then after that, you're like, okay, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Then all of a sudden, you're like, oh, I had an epiphany, I want this to happen, and then you have to change it all around and then do the work.
What is it? What
it's a wedding.
Is it?
It's a traditional.
How many people?
200. It's a lot.
So that means now I'm going to go back to Princeton as well.
It's a lot. But it's out of town, but it's not too far.
All right. Where is it exactly?
Well, I can't exactly say.
No, I just want to know, but it's fine anyway. I want to thank everyone actually for tuning in, you know. I want to thank all the people that have been showing us love. It's been crazy. All the messages, all the words of encouragement. Because I think people are starting to understand that this thing is not easy, you know?
Yeah.
It's really not easy. So now people are starting to encourage, and people that have me on WhatsApp can actually see that, hey, man, this thing is a lot of work, you know, because I post some of the behind the scenes and all of those kind of things. So words of encouragement, I totally appreciate it. Appreciate everyone tuning in. Appreciate all the posts and the sharing and everyone who's engaging with us, man.
It's lovely.
We appreciate it so much, and we love the support. Like,
the support is amazing.
Yeah, it's on a whole different level, man.
Yeah, it is. And I'm glad that everyone understands the concept.
Yeah, yeah.
Because at first, like with podcasts, I first got introduced to podcasts when? Was it a long time ago? No, it wasn't a long time ago.
During COVID, nah.
Yeah, during COVID, but you know, podcasts, I never used to get it. And then as soon as I got it, I was like, okay, this is it. Mm-hmm. Like, for me now, podcasts are better than radio.
Yeah, dude, I think it's a medium that everyone is tuning into now, starting to get into, you know, because not everyone, because I've realized that some of the people that I have on my Facebook, because that's where I do most promotion, you know. Because our generation, dude, it's all about Facebook, you know?
Yeah, we're still on Facebook.
We're still on Facebook. We haven't now advanced to the next level, which will probably be like Instagram or
We
whatever.
Have advanced. We have advanced. It's just that people, they have it, but they don't post as much.
Yeah.
And also that thing.
It's hard work, man, Instagram, anyway.
Yeah, we're gonna look, everything has to be perfect.
Yeah.
You have to, you know?
Yeah.
No.
Which leads to a whole lot of pressure as well, you know?
Exactly. Like, it's... Why is it that on Instagram, if everything has to be picture perfect?
Dude.
I've never seen a social media platform that is like that. Because Facebook, bro, Facebook, no one minds.
Yeah, Facebook is Facebook, man. We chilled. It's polile.
Twitter, it's just toxic.
It's toxic. It's the hood. It's, you know.
Instagram, picture perfect.
Yeah. That's sent. Diamond walk and everything.
Even getting out of your car has to be perfect.
Dude, the simplest thing, cooking. Have you seen these videos that I'm actually, does that just light up a chair
and then
they start cooking? And cleaning.
Cleaning. Like, every time he has to shoot, He books an Airbnb and he cleans the Airbnb.
What?
We see you.
That's crazy.
You
man.
See, that's how picture perfect things should be. It's the aesthetic. It's the, and imagine what kind of pressure this is putting on the younger generation. Because me, I don't care.
Nah, me, even me, dude, I don't really care much about Instagram. I'm one of those people that actually post and delete, you know? I'm not doing it because I don't know, man. It's just
like. Are you fearful?
Not really. Not
so
really,
why do you delete?
I'm a creative. I always want things to be a certain way. And it can be for 2 weeks, you know? That picture can be up there for 2 weeks. And then I'm like, after that, I'm like, nah, man.
You mean that? Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't post on my page. I post on my stories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, man. I always chop and change, you know, design and all of those kind of things. Like what color I want on my Instagram, all of those kind of things. I don't get into it cool and end up doing it. But I post maybe 1-2 pictures. And then I'm like, I want to start again. How about I approach it this way?
That's weird, because the one moment you'll be on your profile and you'll see that, okay, there's 6 photos, and then the next two weeks, nothing.
Yeah.
And you're like, what happened?
Yeah, man. But it is what it is. It's that pressure also, dog. There's a whole lot of pressure on Instagram. And actually, I think just social media as a whole, you know?
I think social media does put a lot of pressure on young ones, especially. I'm seeing this with my niece, my nephew. He doesn't care.
Yeah, he does. He's not about it.
He's not about it right now. I think he doesn't care, and also he's chilled when it comes to certain things. You'd really expect that boy to be, it's worrying. How everything now revolves around social media.
Yeah, definitely.
Everything that happens in our lives has to be part of social media.
Yeah.
Like, but I can't believe how much influence it has.
Yeah. I don't even post, like, personal stuff. You know, it's rare for me to, like, post my family and all of those kind of things.
No, I don't post anymore.
Mm. Yeah. It's always just me, or whatever's funny at that current moment, you know? I don't really get into it and post every single thing about my life. I don't know, man. I just don't find it right to share that much, you know?
Because you give people that power to have an opinion.
Exactly.
I wanted to say the right, no, that power to have an opinion about what you do. Exactly. And you know? Also,
and those opinions can be positive and they can be negative.
Exactly.
You know?
And sometimes it's nicer to just live in the shadows.
Yeah, man.
Where no one actually knows what's happening. It's not that Wenzin was wrong.
Mm.
No, you're not doing anything wrong. You're not doing anything that is completely illegal.
Yeah.
But you're just doing things and no one knows. And you're just enjoying life in the moment.
Remaining low key.
It's so important to enjoy moments in real time, because imagine you're on your phone the whole entire time.
Trying to get
I really take a break from this.
And it's not always about that. I saw people that were actually at the Rocking the Daisies. Everyone has content about it on YouTube, but you'd find that most of the people that were shooting videos, doing interviews during the whole event, didn't actually get to experience the event itself.
Exactly.
You know?
I don't know how I would be if I would be like one of those influencers where I have to capture everything. Okay, if it's campaigns, yes, it's making
definitely.
You money. But sometimes I know the other one was actually shooting on Christmas Day.
Damn, man.
For other people, for Christmas, it's a big thing.
Big so deal, dog.
For me, it's not. It's absolutely,
it is what it is. It's just a day.
It's just a day for me. Yeah. But I know that it means so much to other people. You're with your family. It's a very important time. Mm-hmm. How can you be shooting?
Yeah.
Even if you're shooting with your phone. No.
You know, be in the moment. Live in the moment. There's nothing more exciting than living in that moment, because you'll never get it back again.
It's moments like these where you will not have. You won't get them back again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You won't get them back again.
Yeah.
And I always have a problem with Atuma will always take her phone. Like, we're at the mall, bruh, or we're driving out.
Yeah.
And she's waiting there up top, and then she's going to get in the car, and she's busy with the TikTok, and you're like, ow, bruh, really?
TikTok is also a problem, though.
But I like TikTok because TikTok allows you to be yourself and have fun while doing those dances.
It's not
picture perfect like Instagram.
True. Okay.
That's what I like about it. I don't mind TikTok, but then it takes so much of your time.
You know, and something that I've realized as well, on social media, you know, that thing of, I think getting those likes and getting those comments does something to the mind.
Mm.
You know, it gives you some kind of how can I call it? What am I going to call it? You belong, or you more accepted. You know, it gives you that thing where you feel like, oh, I've got 100 likes, 100 people like me. I'm the shit. You know,
your followers are like 1,000 that time, or like 2,500, and then you get 100 likes.
No, then you're gonna feel some type of way about it. But look, where are the other people that should be liking your pictures? So there's something that those likes do to the mind as well. It's addictive. It's like hearing your phone, dude. It's like hearing your phone while your phone is chilling there, and then there's a notification. Doo-dung! Something goes off in your head, and you'll be like, "Yes, you don't. I'm actually going to stop everything," and then you're going to go to that phone to go check it out and see what it is. Okay. So there's like, so social media has that drug effect.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah, well,
I've never been that far.
Okay. Okay.
I've never gone that far.
I won't lie. I do it. Whenever I get like a message, I'll just peep, you know? Even if I'm doing something important, just like, okay, sharp. So social media is really like a thing.
I don't know. I didn't know that people actually, that reaction it stimulates.
There's something it does, dude, to the mind, I promise you. There's something it releases or something, you know?
I don't know, man. I didn't think of it like that. I'm not one to really.
You're not into social media like that. I'm not.
No.
I'm really not.
I just, like back in the day, you really wanted to be socially accepted.
Yeah.
Get what I mean?
Yeah.
But I didn't, it wasn't that far for me. It would never get that far, because I think your life on social media is actually 30% of what you live, honestly.
Yeah, for some other people, it's way more, but you know. Yo, but abantu fethu, when it comes to that thing, you remember, like, kuthi abanye abantu baphilis Instagram.
What is that even supposed to mean? Exactly, it's that picture perfect thing.
Yeah, it's people that actually, like, maybe you go on a date or something, and literally this person's on their phone. And, you know, kufotukutya and all of those kind of things. This is Instagram, yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's how life is.
The pressure. But don't let that pressure get to you. Because
it leads to other things as well. Yes,
and life is not about Instagram.
Yeah.
Life is not about... When I start thinking about something that's pressuring me, I'm like, you know what? Life is not about this.
Yeah.
Life is just about living in the moment, happiness, being with your family, being with your loved ones.
There's so much more to
it. You know, there's so much more to life than succumbing to pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand, especially with kids in high school and varsity and all of that, all they want to fit in and all of that. But you know, sometimes you don't have to fit in to stand out.
Ooh.
You know? You honestly don't have.
Yeah.
And I know that there are kids out there that are very body conscious, you know. They're like, oh, no, I don't like my body. I don't like this. It's your body. It's the only vehicle that carries you.
Yeah.
You can't trust anything else at the moment. Nothing else is carrying you. You mm-hmm. get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Embrace it.
If you want to work on it, work on it. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You are absolutely beautiful just the way you are.
Exactly. There's beauty in naturalism, whatever. I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say, and right?
For me, there's beauty in everything.
Yeah, I guess.
But absolutely everything. And being natural is...
It's like that thing that we were talking about with makeup and hair.
You know? I knew you were going to take it that far. Like, let's stop saying being natural, no makeup. No. Stop it. First of all, I'm not going to have a talk with males about makeup.
Okay.
That is completely like, stop that thing. Stop telling people they look like butterflies. Stop telling people, I like it when you don't have any makeup on. I'm going to wear makeup. It's not for you.
Jeez. Okay.
Makeup is for us.
All right. Okay.
But
fine.
It's not that, you know, debate we had. I don't like girls that use a lot of makeup.
A lot. Emphasis on a lot. I don't have a problem with makeup, but just don't look like, just don't para your face. You know? Alright, cool man. I ain't gonna debate. I'm not gonna do this on camera, dog. I'm not gonna do this on camera. But you know, there's just something about makeup that puts me off. You know. It's either guys in makeup. There are people who can actually do makeup, you know, and look really, really beautiful. Yeah, bro? But then there's that one where they push the boundaries and you become something and someone who's totally different from what you are. You know? Yeah, that's my issue about it. I don't want... Dude, if I'm attracted to you, I see you in the streets with no makeup and I'm like, geez, you know? This person is beautiful. This person looks amazing.
But don't try and make other people feel like just because they put makeup on, like I put makeup on as well. And it depends how I'm feeling. Maybe I'll go for like full glam, which is like a lot of makeup. And sometimes I'll probably go for like just chilled, you know, like soft glam and all of that. But don't make other people feel like it's...
I'm not trying to make anyone feel some type of way, but there's just... Everyone has a preference, dog.
Also, don't say that... Say you're single now. And you... Some girl out there that uses a lot of makeup likes you.
Nice.
And you know, she's like, you know what? I'm about to DM. And then she's like, no, man, but he doesn't like makeup. Makeup is not about you. And makeup is an enhancer. It's not something to replace... your face.
But that's how some people do it, because that's why I'm saying it. You change, you know, it changes you. Sometimes you become a totally different person from the person that you are. So that's what I don't like.
Drag queens, yes, but no.
But there are people who actually rock up looking like drag queens. With the whole shebang going on. I'm not trying to exaggerate, but everyone has a preference. It's like a girl saying that, listen, I don't like a short guy. It's the same thing, dog.
Oh, gosh. I don't think... nowadays, I say because we're alone.
No. Trust me.
I come for China.
No, it's still happening.
Who
to
still does
day.
That? Guys, please comment. Who still does that? Oh, no. I understand when it comes to other things.
Like what?
I don't like him because he's got a reputation.
No, man, that's different. That's different, dog.
But
people
you can't
will call out your physical attributes. Like, listen, I don't like him because his eyes are together, like Atiben, or something. You know? Or I don't like him because, you know, there's things, man. People
like
will
what?
Point out. Like, as Nodiklalelazo, I don't like him because he's got an afro. And afros are outdated or something like that. So people can have preferences. I don't want this thing of people not having preferences, guys. Okanye being blocked from having preferences. Let people have their own opinion about things.
But don't now come and push your opinion on me.
I'm not trying to push it. If you love makeup, you love makeup, dog.
Because now, that girl out there is probably going to be like, you know what? He doesn't like, no, You know what? Let me make a perfect example.
All right, let's go.
Here's the thing. When you get into a relationship with someone and then someone like Usbulel, and then they say, I don't like makeup. You were a full glam type of person and you're 100% there. Now you have to come back to your natural state. You must, okay, you know what? Let me tone down. Let me tone, because you want this relationship to work. No.
But that's putting pressure on yourself. Like, you
know, look at the pressure
that you don't need.
Indirectly. Yeah. Indirectly, that thing that you said will stick with that person.
Yeah.
But they love you as a person. They love you as a person, but they don't like
the fact that
you said you don't like makeup, and now they're trying to change themselves into something that they're not.
It's not even me saying that I don't like it. There's a limit, you know. Don't push it. Don't become what are these flowers, man? Don't become a tulip when you're a rose. Yeah, well, you can't push yourself to become a tulip now. That's what I'm trying to say, you know?
Bottom line, makeup has nothing to do with men. Thank
you. It's fine.
Preference or no preference, I'm going to say that makeup has nothing to do with men.
It's all good,
and
man.
Your dad was the one that said, let it go. It has nothing to do with you. You do not get to have an opinion about this, especially when you have a mother and a sister and a niece that uses makeup. So
I'm not saying don't use makeup, woman. I'm not saying.
Usbulel now is going to say, I love natural hair.
And I do. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, never to none. I think I'm old enough. I'm at that age where I'm like, I will accept you when I like the person that you are. Yeah. I will accept you for who and what you are. Ne?
Yeah.
Obviously, when you're in a relationship with someone, you start, if that person doesn't push you to be better, then you're in the wrong relationship.
Sure.
You know? And sometimes it's not even a literal push. Sometimes it's a, you're like, you know, an inspiration, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like that. I like how they did that. You know what? Now let me try and do this, you know? Mm-hmm. Let me try and do that. That is pushing yourself to be a better person.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Now, when I lost my train of thought, that bird actually, and I'm thinking about these messages. I'm so sorry, guys.
Oh, come on, man. Don't do this to us, dog. This is an appointed right of you. Come on, dude. Think about it.
I'll give you
a few seconds.
Yeah, give me a few seconds. Oh, my word.
But still, dog, you know, everyone can have their own preferences. I think it's just like that, you know. And I think it's women can't, you can't guys now say indota must and not have and not expect indota to expect a woman to. Yeah, even in the
Saturday makeup.
I'm thinking it's the same thing. Kaloka and the indota funeka yenze oku noku 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 noku. So you can't not expect the guy to have his own things naye, where he says, I'd like my woman to be like this and have this and have this and have this, you know? I'm not talking about finances and all of those kind of things, but it's like, I would like to have a woman that doesn't push the boundaries when it comes to makeup. I would like to have a woman that keeps it, like, if she's got, my girl has beautiful natural hair, yeah, bro?
Mm.
Beautiful natural hair. She's the one who's actually made me feel like this is a thing, you know? Because I've always dated girls with the whole weave shebang going on, you know?
I understand.
Yeah, she's got a little cute afro. It's amazing. I love it. Dude, I love that hair. I just love it. And yeah, I don't know, man. There's just something about it, you know? Even you, with your natural hair right now, when you kulula the mafrejos and you're chilling, I love it. Daytana, you know? You can't fault me, or you can't hold a gun to my head because of that, dog.
The nastiest things about this is that males, I think even when they have ukuliswanje
kwenu, yeah,
you guys are already given the power to have that preference. because I'm now thinking about Miss South Africa that married that athlete, Tabo.
Okay.
Yeah. She said for her wedding glam, her makeup, she got she took her own makeup into the makeup artist because her husband likes the natural look. And natural look being the nudes, not a lot of makeup.
Is this her?
Yeah.
She's beautiful though.
Tim, yeah. Tim's wife.
You see?
What's her name? Let me stop saying that. I hate that thing. I've always been known to be that person, yes?
Yeah.
Swulele's sister.
Demi-Lay.
Don't.
Demi-Lay Tabao.
Demi-Lee.
Demi-Lee. Yeah, Demi-Lee. Yeah. Dog. But she's beautiful, man.
She's beautiful. She's absolutely beautiful. And her husband doesn't like full glam. Husband likes her makeup natural. So I'm saying, males are already given that power that, you know what? You guys can prefer this. Tina, we settle.
For?
Hi, we settle, bro.
What do you settle for?
We settle.
For imbanda. jeez, come on, guys. Don't do that.
We settle, Nyan. I'm being serious. We settle.
You can't help imbanda.
We settle. It's most of the time, girls settle.
Come on, guys.
Jogger.
But nakona, I can't do wrong with nonga set leash. Yebo?
I can't do wrong with nonga set leash. But nonga set leash, you're opening yourself up for other disappointments that are not part of the settling thing. Mm-hmm. You know? You could have settled for, okay, you know what? Nimba and hairline is not a bobby. Okay, but kengo kuzofuneka chebe. Okay. Yo, fate. Jonga, na. Bro, I'm in my early 30s.
Yeah.
Fate!
I'm dollar for the fate.
Fate! Sorry.
Dude, guys.
Fate!
That guys were still chopping up with the whole fate shenanigan.
I'm not bro. About
it no more. Even if I had the hair to do it, dog, I don't think I'd be doing it, you know?
I think we should cut that.
No, man, it's fine. It's fate. Fine, dog. This is our opinion. No, our opinions.
But you know what? They're people with a lot of hair.
Yeah.
You know? People with a lot of... Okay, fine. Let me not even talk about... I like a guy with a beard.
All right.
You don't have a beard, I'll stand in a tent.
Which is fine. It's okay. It's your preference.
But some people don't have beards.
It's not about them. It's about what you prefer and what you want.
And you know, you'll meet a person and then they'll be like, I like this person, but doesn't have a beard. You are
But look, it's up to you, ba wena, how far you take that thing. You ba prefer a lendo. Yabo?
That's if why you're really deep about
it. Yeah, if you're really deep about it, then you're going to be like, ah, no, don't even talk to me. You ain't got no beard. Yabo? But if you just, then you'll be like, no beard.
I think
he's got the guy. Looks good. He's right. You know?
Guy and no beard. Not even a mustache, Nyan. Wow.
Yeah. I don't know how I do it. I shave my beard.
But yeah, bonakala.
Yeah, we call now, you know, but I and the hand, man. I don't like being happy lily.
And I now spang strap.
Side eye. All right. Dude, you've been watching anything? You've been up to anything? What's new? What's happening? Come on, don't be like that. Don't be like
that's
that.
That's a mean shot. Thing to
that's
say,
a
man.
Shot, actually.
I'm sorry.
Yo, that's a shot. <I'm sorry. laughs> Young apacat there. I see. Sorry.
Guys. What have I been watching?
Dharma. No Dharma.
Dharma.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Oh my word! Oh gosh.
Yeah. What have you been watching? Anything?
No, I didn't watch Dharma. Oh gosh, yeah. No, didn't watch Dharma.
It's crazy though. Should watch it.
I will watch it.
At least first episode, but it'll put you off because it takes a long time to get to the crux. you know, to get to the...
It's not the first episode that gets to the crux.
It sort of kind of does. It shows you what you're in for.
But?
It's slow, man. It's slow for me. Okay. But I'm
used to watching slow things, yes?
Oh, yeah?
I'm used to it. I don't know. I'm probably busy with certain things when I watch those slow things, and then I'll... rewind.
Yeah.
Waste of time. But I will definitely try it out, see how it is. If I don't like it on the first episode, I will probably ditch it.
Mm. But what are you watching currently?
The Mole.
Okay.
On Netflix. It's a game show.
It's like Survivor. So.
Stop saying it's like Survivor.
Amazing Grace.
No.
It's got the
it's
same
It's like
concept.
different challenges. These contestants are playing for a prize.
Yeah.
They're doing these challenges for money.
Okay.
They get money, put it in a pot, and then you get exemptions where you don't take a quiz.
Okay.
The quiz is what actually eliminates you from the game. So you get eliminated if you cannot guess who the mole is. So they'll give you like stupid question. It's so random, mm-hmm. because it's not based on anything else. It's based on the mole. It's so random that the mole's hair is black. You're like, bruh, this time I'm seeing the mole being that person, and that they've got blonde hair.
So wait, let me get this right. The mole is supposed to distract everyone else, right?
Yes, from the challenges.
From the challenges.
And the twist here is that every single time there's a challenge, there's a different person that keeps on distracting. So, this is what I believe.
Wait. Before you get into what you believe. So, if they say that this cup is the cup with more than this cup, then the mole is going to come and convince everyone that, no, this is the cup that they're talking about.
Or, like this other girl, listen to this. Like one challenge, I'll make an example.
They've
been split up into two teams. All and right. They are supposed to get... is my mic still fine? They're supposed to be on a plane.
All right.
I think five of them or four of them, not too sure. They're supposed to be on the plane and look for a dinghy. Dinghy is like one of those small boats.
Oh, okay.
So the dinghy has equipment for them to to jump in the water. Oxygen tanks and all of that.
All right.
Dive.
Okay.
So cool. Now they're in the plane, right?
In the
area with the beach and all of that. That girl is seeing the dinghy there.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, you know what? I'm going to pretend I don't see it.
Yeah,
well. And then they went around again. And then when they come back again, they're like, the guy next to the girl is like, yo, man, there's the dinghy. But
you saw this.
How come she didn't say anything? She's the mole. You get what I mean? And then the other team is going to dive into the water to go and release the crates that have the money.
Yeah.
And the one guy, I don't know, he dove in and then dove in. Dove in.
That's a weird word,
though. It
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
And then He was like, okay, he doesn't see anything. And then he went to the cliffs there, and then he hurt his hand and his foot and all of that, and blood was coming out. Ooh. So everyone was like, you're the strongest person here. How on earth can you hurt yourself? You're sabotaging us.
You're the mole.
So you see, it's like
Yeah.
You know? It's
okay, now that you're putting it like that. It's getting a bit interesting.
It is interesting.
It's getting a bit interesting because I didn't even give it a second, you know. They started watching it. I saw Atume was cheering from the side. I'm like, hey, what's going on?
I needed a partner.
Yeah.
I needed a partner.
Yeah, and I wasn't budging. I really wasn't budging.
He was
but
just
now,
busy on his phone the whole time.
Yeah, but now that she's actually explaining it and getting into it, I do kind of have an idea of what we're talking about here. It's not Amazing Grace or Survivor.
No, it's not. Different. It's different.
If you look at it, I'm thinking that, you see that game Among Us?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
It is like that game. Yeah, but it
you
is.
Remember, you remember playing Among Us, Doug? During we lockdown.
Played, and you know, during lockdown, no one was going anywhere. All we had to do was eat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you didn't even wash. You don't have to. Especially you don't go anywhere, bro. It was winter.
Okay.
Hard lockdown was winter, so it was like,
yeah, I know.
And all you had to have was Wi-Fi, and we good.
Mm-hmm.
We all the way in Queenstown. The others are in PE, and we're playing Among Us for hours.
Dude, there's one phone that's doing the calling, and then there's...
Yeah. We were on WhatsApp.
We were on WhatsApp.
Someone was calling on WhatsApp. Oh, my phone was hot though.
It used to get hot. Yeah.
It was so nice because there were so many of us.
Yeah.
The kids.
Everyone's got a name. Everyone's like playing this whole game, and then there's this.
Imposter.
Yeah.
No, there was a three-way call. It was a three-way call. I remember.
Yeah.
It was you, it was me, and then it was Hlume.
Yeah.
Because the kids were in the other room, and we were in Queenstown, and then you were in... my word, it was so nice. Guys, lockdown...
It was really nice. There were some nice things about lockdown.
There was even this other game. I'm actually still looking for it today. There's this game... you're also on a call or something like that.
Okay.
But then you say... it's like they give you a word and you are supposed to tell people how to draw it or something. Remember that,
it's like a young charades, but I'm not too sure
what it's called.
I get you.
But we had a lot of games. But lockdown came with a whole lot of things, eh?
Yeah. At 30 seconds. What's the other
5 seconds?
5 seconds. 5 seconds is the pits. I don't like it.
I like it because it's easier.
It is easier than 30
especially
seconds,
for kids.
Yeah. It is easier, but it's annoying, man. Because 5 seconds is like, dude, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you're done.
But it's nice because you think on your feet.
You have to be quick.
I liked it.
I hate 30 seconds though. Don't you hate 30 seconds?
Bro, have you ever been to a games night and everyone's 30 seconds and you're like,
ish.
Why?
30 seconds.
Testing our intelligence, yeah.
30 seconds with you.
You know?
You! Are you sure?
No, guys. No, I will never forget someone.
Dude.
30 seconds. Guys, that was the most random thing ever. I think 30 seconds, that's when the game ended.
Yeah. No, that was the end of the game.
Someone said, Imoto encinci eRed. And then someone said, Fiat.
As it means, guys, it was just both his
needs. It could be golf.
It could be Uno. Exactly.
It could be Mini Cooper.
Yeah, Eva.
It could be Smart. It could be.
What was Fiat?
What was Fiat?
And everyone went crazy. The game ended that day. We were like, as we don't, let's put it away. Let's pack it. It's fine.
But you know what?
Curtains.
But you know what? Now, yeah. I literally enjoy 30 seconds with people that are like, you Kilimanjaro, and you're like,
Ladaba.
And you're like, Table Mountain.
No.
No. Any man.
Corner man, Leana.
Hey. There's this one. When I used to work at Standard Bank, there was someone that used to do that. It was so nice because it was funny. It's supposed to be fun. It's not an intellectual thing where we all measuring our IQs now.
Yeah, testing out how smart everyone is and all of
guys.
That. Relax, it's just a fun game, especially if you're playing it while you're having like a couple of drinks. You can't be trying to see who's smarter than who in that kind of setting.
Hi, man.
You know?
And you can't... someone said on Twitter, I will only go on a date with you if you can play 30 seconds.
Nah, bo, brah. Really? That's so shallow, man.
So, go. Oh. I'm trying to think, like the hard ones.
Now you're going to get Owens sitting at home trying to look at those cards and study.
I'm trying to find out
what everything is.
No, man, like, is this one?
One what? One card?
No, I'm just trying to think of some of those guys from history. You know I'm not a history person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like who? Abraham Lincoln?
No, not Abraham Lincoln. I don't know, but it was someone. And I was like...
Karl Marx.
I completely...
Karl Marx.
I completely said the opposite thing. And they're like, no. Hang on, talk with history. And I was like...
It's annoying, man. But you can't do 30 seconds when you're playing it with people who are chilled.
No, but I'm chilled. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if there's a crew like me and you. Like, we know each other. Yeah, well? And we know...
That's why we'll never be in the same team.
Yeah, because... last week.
And you're like...
Nando's.
Okay.
Yeah. But but you carry in rice. Yeah, I'll be landing on Nando's, don't you think? Come on, dog.
Man, Nando's is more like
pushy pole.
We're pushy pole. Okay. Curry and rice is more like hello Peter. Hello. Oh guys, we love hello Peter.
Hello Peter is amazing. It's a restaurant here in PE, dude.
Indian food.
Crazy curry, crazy butter chicken. But when it's coming out, you gotta know.
You gotta be prepared.
Exactly. If those KFC Zinger Wings do something to you the next day when they come out, this is gonna be on a different level, though.
Yeah.
But I never have that thing, yes? I had it yesterday because of the butter in the chicken. I think there was a bit more, like a bit...
It's creamy.
Very creamy.
And you don't like creamy things, because even when I make creamy pasta, you're always like, I boy, and you fund the pasta. When it means, you're like, yeah, yeah, kwa.
No.
I'm joking. But I'm more, like, we evolve. We learn.
Get with the times.
Get with the times. Have creamy pasta.
Yeah.
And it's...
But I get lactose, so it's not
I'm
easy.
Also...
It's not easy.
80% lactose. But
I think, yeah, I like the fact that you actually put a percentage on it, because there are things. Yeah, it differs. There are things. You can have ice cream from Steers, but when you have ice cream from McDonald's, it's go time. Yeah, bro?
I don't even have the ice cream.
Yeah.
Lately, I don't have it.
For me, it works like that. I don't know. And I can have umphokoqo, but I can't have obese with like cereal. Yeah, well, I don't know how it works, dog. I really don't know how it works, but it is what it is.
I don't like coffee with
a lot of milk. Yeah. It actually does something to me as well.
Yeah.
It actually does something.
Cappuccinos
to me as well.
I'll have at certain times of the day.
Yeah.
And it doesn't.
Hey, Demily. Yeah, ne.
Mhle, bro.
Joe Yazi. She's really pretty. Bengu, Miss SA, right?
I don't know, Miss Universe.
Oh.
I think that's how she met the
husband.
The husband as well.
What does the husband do?
He's an athlete.
Yeah.
Ubangana no landus o otolango. Go.
Kaban.
But Tim.
Someone who's actually singing a name in a song.
Mm-mm. A rapper.
Damn.
I'll think about it. I'll tell you. He looks built like.
Yeah, he looks built. Let's check him out. I just want to see quickly. Sorry, guys.
I always wanted to, like, I don't know. I always wanted to get married to a rugby player. I don't know. I don't know who the hell I thought I was.
Rachel Golisi.
No.
Yeah. About Rachel, dude, have you realized that Usia Kolisi is like the face of everything?
Where?
Billboards everywhere.
He has so many ads now.
AMG, Adidas.
Where to? Ubonile
ne. Discovery.
Itoni X.
X.
X ne.
Yeah.
The eternal idiot.
Dude, he makes it real. Everywhere. He's really real. Everywhere. But that, I think that should open more doors for. As well in the industry, you know, I think it does. It actually opens doors for other black people to actually come on to these things, because the X you know,
yeah.
And all of those kind of things. So now I think the game is basically opening up, and I think this is the best time for.
And the game has changed.
Yeah, this is the best time for South African influencers to get into the spaces as well. You know, go international and all of that.
Man. Don't you love this influencer thing? I love it, bro. You know, because it makes like real people like you and me.
Yeah.
We now can associate ourselves with the product, says Tile, because you know that umushe you get what I mean.
Okay, I can't say mushe and spices because he's got his own spices.
Yeah, he's got his own spices.
So we can't do the whole racha thing. Yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
saying like Usomizi had an aromat thing.
Yeah. You know?
So it's nice. Okay, Usomizi was a celebrity, is he? You know, but influences, people that are like, I know Kuko influences like Avon.
Dude.
Avon, I used to buy Avon a lot.
There's a girl who's who I have on Facebook who's actually an influencer as well. Besando Kwenzenyi, face Ndundu, Nez face wash. So it's bringing it closer.
I love it. I love that. Man. And it's
a very dope concept.
Whoever came up with it
deserves kudos.
They do, Shem. And it makes it easier to actually go and purchase it. You're not seeing it on TV, because who watches TV?
Mm-hmm.
Not seeing it on TV, seeing it on your phone, social media.
And that's another thing. I think social media talk is slowly but surely replacing TV.
It has replaced it, not slowly, it replaced it.
Yeah.
Because I don't watch TV anymore.
Do
I
you
can
think
tell
there's
you.
A point for DSTV? Is there really like a need for DSTV except for sports?
No, because the only reason we keeping it is for sports.
Yeah.
I couldn't eat.
Showmax, Netflix, we all good, ne?
We fine. And they're
and it's so expensive, eh? How much is it? Like R1,000 now for full?
Bruh!
Full, no.
Hey, what?
It's a lot, man. That's a lot of money to be spending on something that we don't watch. We don't even watch SABC 1 no more.
No, we don't.
But why do you think that is? Presenters changed. Shows changed.
Yo, but.
Oh, we got trash TV though in SA, dog.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, not Zonke. We.
Because we get things on Netflix
as well.
Get things on Showmax. Get things on. What's these things? Like, even
Prime.
Overseas, because Kuko, no Prime, no Hulu.
Yeah.
No. DSTV Plus, something. It wasn't Jalo.
The game has changed, bro.
It has changed. So people are not relying now on like cable TV.
But why? Also, dude, why are people leaving from the river? I saw an article somewhere saying that Abantu
Shamla's leaving.
Yeah. Or they're taking a break or whatever. Something like that.
He's the only person that I saw was leaving. I understand. He's been there for a long time. Ahman, his
Lawrence
character is redundant, man. Lawrence. No wonder. Because the last time I saw it, it was on Monday. No. And that episode was when he was telling the girl that a city like Lukwezi wa Masambi. Gosh, you am.
Damn, man. It's tricky. It's really tricky. Maybe budget. Because now these people are getting bigger, dog. They're really getting bigger.
I don't know. Maybe they're growing. And sometimes, Yazi, that interview,
it
actually opened my eyes when it comes to actors. Sometimes you're not allowed to do certain things
because
you are part of
the
production. So sometimes the schedule doesn't allow, and if the bag allows, brah, I'm bouncing as well.
If your bag is
really better, then no ways, you could probably come back, and you know the river will probably be like, you know what,
because it's always a funny
because okay, they can offer like a better bag, but all land was about it will be open.
Cindy,
and she's a co-executive producer, so
yeah.
She's well invested. And she's very smart, that girl.
And the queen has changed as well, man. Like, kuchinjile, man, yes.
But the queen, you can see it coming to an end. Something is brewing.
Yeah.
Yazi, I believe that that girl, Ulondi, was actually going to rise up and actually beat Harriet at her own game. I really think so, because she's careless, but she's got guts.
Yeah, resilient.
Resilient. She's got guts and resilient, Shem.
Yeah.
And Ucho Harriet, so it's going to end. I know. I wonder what they're going to bring. Because Ferguson Films doesn't ever just keep quiet.
Yo, they can't keep quiet. We're still waiting for that Kings of Joburg.
Oh, they said it is coming, though.
Yeah, man. We're still waiting for that Kings of Joburg. Don't know how it's going to be without the big man. Hey, man. I love that guy. Where's he as Joe? I started, like, liking him and understanding him and knowing him. Quiz Project is like, also good. Yeah, bro? And when he passed away, man, it was such a sad thing for me, because I was really getting into, like, loving this character.
I couldn't believe it.
Dude.
I couldn't. I don't even want to lie. It's crazy, man.
It's crazy what COVID was doing to everyone, you know?
Especially during that COVID time, it was one of the hardest times to ever lose a person that you love.
Dude. And we lost legends during that time, eh?
I'm just grateful that my family just survived COVID.
Yeah, man.
You know?
And no one even close to us actually had a situation.
Yes, people were positive, you know, but it didn't get to that. But it was the most difficult time the world has ever encountered. That time, dude. I don't ever want to go back to it.
Dude. Are they actually talking about monkeypox and all? Don't come here, you.
No, don't come here.
Please, dog. Stay there.
But remember, Yasi, I heard this thing about monkeypox, but they didn't say, it's something that we can take seriously, you know, like that serious. But COVID.
Yeah, no, COVID.
COVID was different. Though. Even when it hit.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone was like, mask.
Yep. It caused a lot of, it brought about a whole lot of frustration and everyone was scared and all of those kind of things. Mm. I think people were now annoyed and were like, you know what, if this monkeypox is going to take us, then let it take us. Yeah, bo? And then it was like, ah, okay, no one's scared, okay, let me just go.
Monkeypox.
Yeah, it just faded, because no one's scared, dude, and no one's going crazy about it. No one's going through, you know.
Even the government is a little bit quiet about
it. We're not going through lockdown and all of those kind of things because of that. Can you imagine lockdown again?
I would die.
And
I don't even.
Mondays, no, guys, not this time around, man.
Oh, I'm actually thinking about something, guys. I actually did something today. I actually feel so bad.
Yeah.
This is the person that I am. This is real everywhere. Nah. Okay, so we went to a garage just now. Toyota diesel.
Okay.
So on that diesel. I go to one garage. I'm not a cheater. I don't go to other garages.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this one that I actually like close to the house, and we went to another one, foreign one.
Yeah.
And then I think the guy heard me, because what I'm used to is you get there,
yeah.
You tell them you want diesel or petrol, then they'll show you the pump.
Oh,
you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And my biggest fear out of everything is that sometimes I'm driving a petrol car, sometimes I'm driving a diesel car. So, you know, and it's your responsibility as a driver to say diesel or petrol.
Yeah.
So I just didn't remember. It probably slipped my mind. I think I said petrol, X amount. Okay, sharp.
But you said diesel. I heard you.
And then I think he heard when I said to Atum, please check if they're throwing in the right fuel.
Amen.
And then because that guy just all of a sudden had an attitude, and I was like,
Oh,
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
The guy. I'm so sorry, man.
Gavin.
Oh, did you check his name tag?
Sorry. Like, I just. I'm so sorry, Gavin, from Ultra City. Like, there.
Yeah.
When I see you again, I'll buy you a Coke.
Hey, man.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it in that way, but my fear is that I drive cars that have different fuels, and my dad told me if I mess it up, it will be my problem. Yeah, so I don't feel like having that. I'm sorry, I just had to say it.
Yeah, man.
Girls, also, can it's our job, yes, it's our responsibility, but we just need to make sure sometimes. Yeah. I can't imagine throwing in the wrong fuel.
Yeah, definitely. Hey man, can you imagine like having your car having to be turned now from you hoying in petrol in a diesel car? That engine has to be overhauled again and all of that. Yo, dog, it's a lot. Especially if you start the car. If you don't start it, then it's fine.
I don't even know what you mean, but I know that someone said to me, like, let's say you had like 20 liters left in your car.
Yeah.
And then you diesel. Yeah. And then you throw in petrol. And then you will have now, you will go through that 20 liters. And once it starts running on petrol, then you're in trouble.
Yeah. Now it's going to start mixing. It's a meter. Automatically, it's a mixer.
It's a mixer.
And then it's not manzi and oil, dog.
It's not like sonka. Like isonka, isonka is a mixer, guys. Bread is not going to mix at any given moment.
Brown is brown, white is white.
Yeah, but so with liquid, obviously, you thought I was stupid, guys.
Mashaya, guys, let's get into announcements, man. Going forward, dog, are we sticking to Tuesday? Are we sticking to Wednesday? Which day?
Tuesday
at 3, right?
You said 4.
4.
Oh.
All right. Tuesday at 4, we'll be dropping. Every single Tuesday, we out here. We drop it. Let's build. Let's grow. Dude, business. Any business out there. Nobody thinks it's Gopaz. We out here. Hit me up on email. We've got a new email address. theroundtablewithspool@gmail.com. For any businesses that want to advertise with us. Or that want to come into the whole situation where we said in the beginning that we're trying to grow a little platform here where we all get to work together, you know,
yeah,
black people or any race for that matter, you know. We
I thought you were gonna say genre.
Yeah. We're pushing business. If whatever it is that you do, if you've got a garden service, whatever it is, we're gonna have. We're trying to get a phone number that we're going to use as our WhatsApp number, where we're going to have a group with all the businesses. Yabo?
Yabo.
And then we can actually communicate. If anyone needs something at that certain time, they can just text in the group and then we'll work together and try and find that thing for that person. You know, whether it's fridges, tents, you know, anything will be out here.
Engines.
Engines, whatever.
Mechanics.
You know? Yeah, man. Let's get it. Let's be together. Let's grow together. Let's build this community together where we all work together, because if we keep the money within us, I don't think we'll ever go wrong, bro.
No,
we'll never
that's
go
what,
wrong.
That's what we should be doing.
Yeah,
because we can all get rich together.
Exactly. Let's do this. So for your coordination of your events and all your deco needs, reach out to Avio on Instagram at @Avio_Thompson. I will leave all the handles and the numbers down below on the description.
Handles.
Yeah. Handles. Not numbers anymore.
Yeah, because I got something very strange.
Hey, you guys. Stop. You guys.
I got something very strange the other day. So, I'm sorry. Can we talk via DM and then you'll tell me this is what you need, this is what you want, and then I'll be able to give you my number.
Yeah.
I'm not hiding away from you guys, but it's just that I'm also protecting myself as well.
Yeah. And also, for your B&B stays in Queenstown, Anari B&B is up. We are out here doing our thing. Hit up our viewer also in the DM.
We can leave a number for that.
Yeah. We can leave a number for that at least. But guys, please don't do funny things. We sending funny things. Me like you. Me want to meet you. No, don't do that. Not cool.
Video calling.
Yeah. Video calls.
Random video calls.
Nah, guys, don't do that. And then also, a big drop. Big announcement. Nomen and Izzy Kopuchiri are hosting pop-up activation for 50 Shades of Chill on the 23rd of October. On the 23rd, which is Sunday. You know who's got you for Sunday. I told you this in the previous episode.
Yeah.
So be sure to pull up. Check them out. It's activation, 50 Shades of Chill, Top 4 Entertainment. The boys are doing their thing. The actual event of 50 Shades of Chill is on the 29th. Obviously at a secret location, I don't know where, but the boys are gonna drop it. probably on the day or day before. Not too sure how they do it. But yeah, man, that's basically what's happening in Queenstown. If anything comes up, we'll be sure to actually post on Facebook or something like that. But all the details are going to be in the description below. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment.
Sorry, can I say something?
Yeah.
Also, with the events, there's going to be a Queenstown Jazz Festival.
Yeah.
On the 22nd of October.
Yeah.
I saw this on Facebook. Please go and support, like, Queenstown. We need these festivals like this.
Yeah, man.
Bruh.
Yeah, man. And
if I'm in Queenstown, I'm also going to go and support, because the last time I actually went to one, it was in Queenstown, and it was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It was a nice.
And definitely with the jazz legends, we've got legends.
There's, you know, Zika coming. There's
a whole lot of people.
And yeah. I like jazz.
There's food stalls and everything, most Chloe, no?
I think so. It's actually going to be a nice event. I would really like to be there.
Yeah, man. So Jazz Festival, 50 Shades of Chill. YOLO's probably doing something. Shout out to the boys. Mm. Man, it's been a dope episode, dog.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think at some point, when I say I'm tired, I'm really tired. But I think at some point, I was like...
It's fine, dude. We human, bro. We're human. This is not the only thing that we're doing. We're doing so many things. So people will understand when we're tired and when we're exhausted. You get me? Yeah, dog. But it is what it is, man. Round table. We are out. Boom.
Bye.